Select your approach wisely for optimal results. Leaders of successful companies must recognize the swift changes in our world today. Four major forces, technology, globalization, deregulation, and privatization, are shaping our future. Businesses that fail to prepare for these changes won't survive. There are lots of popular strategies out there for marketing success, like offering top-notch quality, killer service, or unbeatable prices. They all sound great, but relying solely on one of them is like chasing a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. You can't just pin your hopes on a single magic bullet. Instead, think of marketing as weaving a unique tapestry. You gotta mix and match different qualities and activities to make your brand stand out. So, forget about searching for that one golden ticket and start creating your own path to success. Different businesses have different challenges based on what they sell and how they operate. For instance, companies that make well-known products worry about things like making enough profit and dealing with increasing costs for advertising. On the other hand, stores focus on things like competing with other big stores and dealing with online shopping. To figure out the best plan for your business, you need to answer some key questions. How do you make your product or service stand out from what others offer? How do you pick the right groups of customers to target? How much do you adjust what you offer to fit what your customers want? How do you make sure customers stick with you? And how do you help your sales team sell more effectively? Obsessed with placing high importance on something. Today, success isn't just about watching your costs. It's about having a clear vision to create real value. That's your top line. Your job? Spotting and seizing market opportunities, then crafting strategies to rule your chosen markets. Customers are pickier than ever, and competition is fierce, both locally and online. So, you've got to deliver value effectively, and use marketing to show off what makes your company or product special. Your company needs to focus on giving customers more bang for their buck. And this isn't just a job for the marketing folks. Everyone, from R&D to manufacturing to sales, should be all about pleasing the customer. Think about it. When you're creating a new product, why not ask the folks who will be using it what they think? And once it's made, let's make sure it's top-notch quality and fits what the customer wants, even if that means customizing it. Sales should be the bridge between what customers want and what we make. They should be feeding back all those insights from customers to the product developers. When we do all this right, when the product is so good it practically sells itself, we don't even have to work as hard at selling it. Customers become our biggest cheerleaders, spreading the word for us. Effective market targeting. From mass markets to individual customers, businesses tailor their products or services to target specific segments of the market. This approach, known as target marketing, involves creating offerings for particular groups of customers. You can divide the market based on what people want, like price or quality, who they are, like seniors or teens, how much they use the product, like heavy or light users, their lifestyle, like truck drivers or suburban families, and more. After you split the market, you pick the groups most likely to like your product. Then, you make your marketing plan to reach those groups best. Today, we can pinpoint tiny groups of buyers, known as niches. These are made up of people with specific needs, like those who love fancy, fast cars. Even smaller than niches are market cells. These are buyers who share an interest and live in the same area. Thanks to massive databases, we can now do personalized marketing and reach out to these groups. Find market chances efficiently by identifying opportunities effectively. To succeed in your target market, focus on three types of opportunities. 1. Sell something hard to find. 2. Discover a better way to make an existing product. 3. Create something entirely new. If you're making a new product, you need someone in charge of gathering, checking, and judging ideas. Otherwise, good ideas from different departments might go unnoticed. Appoint a senior person to be your idea manager. They'll lead a team to pick the best ideas for further development. Breakthrough thinking for success. To seize new opportunities, it's not just about thinking of improvements. Instead, aim for breakthrough ideas. When General Electric faced a challenge in meeting its sales targets, CEO Jack Welch urged his team to think outside the box. They gathered 20 senior managers from different departments for a full-day brainstorming session. Each team was tasked with generating breakthrough ideas for different aspects of the business. After identifying potential opportunities, it's crucial to assess your chances of success. This involves measuring technical completion, the feasibility of commercialization, and the potential economic gains. Brand equity's influence is potent and significant. To succeed in business, you need to stand out. Figure out what you're great at, whether it's being the top-notch product, the budget-friendly choice, or specializing in something unique. Then, decide what you want to be known for: top quality, unbeatable performance, or rock-solid reliability. Next, pick your strategy. 1. Charge more for superior stuff. 2. Offer more for the same price. 3. Sell the same thing for less. 4. Give a basic option for much cheaper. 5. Provide more bang for less buck. But never, ever try to sell less for more. Customers won't stand for it. Once you've decided what your brand stands for, pick a name that matches that vibe. If you're all about luxury, go for a name that screams high-end. Then, work on creating positive vibes around that name. Think of a catchy slogan, stick to certain colors and symbols, and tell stories that highlight the best parts of your brand. For instance, Nordstrom is known for its amazing customer service stories. Keep it simple, and soon, people will love your brand as much as you do. Effective strategies to promote products or services. To make your marketing stand out, use smart tactics, gather market info, and create a killer marketing mix. Boost what your customers get from you. Market intelligence is super important these days. Competitors can copy each other's stuff like equipment and products, but they can't swipe a company's knowledge and smarts. That's where having someone in charge of all that brain power comes in handy. Some companies are even creating a brand new role called the VP of Knowledge, Learning, or Intellectual Capital. This big shot deals with three main areas. 1. Macro environment. This covers demographics, economics, and trends in lifestyles, technology, and politics. 2. Task environment. This includes information about consumers, collaborators, and competitors. 3. Company environment. This entails data on sales, orders, costs, and customer profitability by product and segment. Enhance your marketing strategy. Consider more than just the traditional 4 P's of marketing: product, price, place, and promotion. Politics and public opinion play a significant role too. In today's economy, let's shift our focus to the 4 C's: customer value instead of product, the cost to the customer instead of price, the convenience to the customer instead of place, and the communication provided to the customer instead of promotion. This approach helps make your product stand out, making it less of a commodity and more distinctive and valuable. Retaining and growing your customer base is crucial. Don't just aim to gain customers. Actively seek out prospects and generate leads within your target market. Then, use effective sales techniques to grab their attention. It's more cost-effective to keep existing customers happy than constantly chasing new ones. Focus on building long-term relationships through satisfaction. Also, explore additional products or services you can offer to your current customers. Satisfied customers can become your best promoters through word of mouth, spreading the word, and recommending your offerings to others. To attract and keep customers, focus on giving them more of what they want. For example, some customers might prefer a lower price even if it means fewer services. So, if a customer is okay with assembling the product themselves, you can offer them a cheaper price. Administer marketing tasks efficiently. To make sure your marketing efforts hit the bullseye, start with a solid plan. There are 6 types to pick from, but each should cover the same key bases: analyzing the situation, setting marketing goals, plotting out your strategy, detailing your action steps, and keeping tabs on your progress. Here are the plan types. 1. Brand marketing. 2. Product category marketing. 3. New product introductions. 4. Market segment planning. 5. Geographic market planning. 6. Separate plans for valued customers. Evaluate your marketing. After putting your marketing plan into action, it's crucial to assess its performance through a marketing audit. This step helps you understand how well your strategies are working and where adjustments are needed. You'll look at costs versus results, considering factors like market share, customer retention, product quality, and customer satisfaction. Periodically, it's wise to review how different parts of your company contribute to marketing efforts. This includes areas like finance, research and development, and purchasing. By examining your marketing environment, strategy, organization, and productivity, you gain a clear picture of what's working and what needs improvement. This comprehensive understanding guides future marketing decisions. Key points. 1. Develop technology, globalization, deregulation, and privatization to survive in today's business landscape. 2. Blend quality, service, and pricing for marketing success. Avoid relying solely on one approach. 3. Address specific challenges, whether profit margins or online competition, with a customized plan. 4. Divide markets by preferences, demographics, and behaviors to reach the most receptive audiences. 5. Innovate by offering unique products, improving existing ones, or creating entirely new solutions. 6. Stand out by emphasizing strengths and delivering value. Engage customers through storytelling and consistent branding. 7. Regularly audit marketing efforts, analyze performance, and adapt strategies based on results and market dynamics.